They are all written in your book. They all appear before you as identical. They are formed in many days. Creation of the child takes many days, but to him, the low is read as the low. One is spelled with the aleph, and one is spelled with the vav. They are one of them, as a single day. He knows them all the organs in a single instant. A different interpretation says, they are all written in your book. Prior to the formation of children, it is written down which fetus will be born and on which day. Thus his knowledge does not derive from them. On the contrary, their coming into being derives from Hashem's knowledge. Speaking figuratively, the singer says that a book lay before the Creator, as it were, and in this book he recorded everything created by him during the 6 days of the beginning. The book lay open before him. Besides it lay the still unshaped form of Adam, and Hashem looked at both. Finally he saw the completed man, and it was a miniature world wherein the entire structure of the world is engraved in full detail. He saw the book, the record of all the works of the beginning and the entire creation, and saw that its design was similar to the design of man. Everything written down in creation is written down in man. That is the meaning of they are formed in many days, and to him is one of them. A subtle interpretation says, your eyes saw my unshaped substance. At birth, I am but an unformed mass lacking perfection. But they are all written in your book. They are formed in many days. The righteous man carries the days of his life along with him. They are all accounted for, yet not one of them. One day is missing, for there is none so righteous on earth who does good and never sins. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Koheles. There is no human being who is not lacking at least one day. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha said, this teaches us that the Almighty showed to the first man each generation and its expositors of the Torah each generation, and its providers each generation, and its leaders each generation, and its criminals each generation, and its saintly individuals, which king will reign in which generation, and which sage will be in which generation. Our sages have expounded that to him is one of them pertains to the Shabbos and to the Day of Atonement. Pasuk 17, Veli ma yokru re'echa kel meh osmu re'shehem. How precious are your thoughts, dear ones, to me, O Hashem, how mighty are their beginnings, the leaders. The singer expresses his astonishment at the wondrous thoughts of God as evident in creation. How precious, how weighty, difficult to possess are your thoughts to me, O Hashem. How mighty are their beginnings. How very many are the beginning principles. Boundless and limitless is the lofty excellence of those principles. These psukim make it clear that man's knowledge of Hashem stems only from his deeds. It is otherwise concerning Hashem's knowledge of man, which is knowledge of his essence, his etzem. It is thus not possible to hide from the presence of Hashem. Were it even possible to attempt to flee from him, even there your hand would guide me, and your right hand would hold me. The singer brings proof that Hashem knows the essence of man. My essence, Asmi, was not hidden from you when I was made in secret. When I was knit together in the lowest parts of the earth, your eyes saw my unshaped substance, and they are all written in your book. But as for me, how precious, difficult to comprehend are your thoughts to me, O Hashem. Needless to say, not only do I lack knowledge of the details, but how mighty are their beginnings. Neither do I know the general principles. I am unable to fathom your thoughts, your intentions when creating the world. How many are their beginnings? Knowledge of the general principles requires introductions and many axioms. According to the Zohar, Hashem showed Adam of all those who would come into the world, as well as the kings of the world who will rule over Israel. When it came to David, king of Israel, he saw that David would be born and die. Said Adam Arishan to Hashem, I will lend him 70 years from my years. Whereupon 70 years were deducted from Adam's lifespan, which Hashem assigned to David. Accordingly, David was to offer praises, saying, for you, Hashem, and may be glad through your works, in the works of your hands, I will rejoice in song. You granted me gladness in the world. It was the first man, he, who was your work and the work of your hands. Hashem showed him all the generations until he came to the generation of Rabbi Akiva. He beheld this Torah teaching, but also beheld the man of his death, and was saddened. So he began to chant, "How precious are your dear ones to me, O Hashem! How mighty are their leaders!" Pasuk 18. Esperay mechol yirbun hakitzosi veodi ibach. If I counted them, they are more in number than the sand. When I wake, I am still with you. The singer continues, "So numerous are your thoughts and wonders that if I counted them, I would find that they are more in number than the sand. As soon as I awake, I find that I am still with you. My thoughts are about your wonders." Another reading of the pasuk says, "If I counted them, they are more than the sand." Thus our sages have expounded, "They are more than the sand" refers to the deeds of the righteous. If the sand, whose grains are so tiny, protects the shore against the sea, assuredly the deeds of the righteous protect the Jewish people. Pasuk 19. Im tiktol elakai rosha v'anshe damim suru meni. If only you would slay the wicked, O Hashem, you men of blood, away from me. The singer explains, "I constantly ponder the wonders of the Creator, but I am troubled by the wicked and men of blood. Therefore, if only you would slay the wicked, O Hashem, all men of blood would then depart from me. Then I would be able to devote my whole life to the study of your wonderful works. All the difficult questions in the world would not be difficult, if not for the question of why the righteous suffer and the wicked prosper." Accordingly, the singer says, "If only you would slay the wicked, O Hashem, and you men of blood would depart from me." Pasuk 20. Asher yomrucha limzimo nosu lashav orecha. Those who utter your name for intrigue, your enemies who exalt you in vain. Those people, the wicked and the men of blood, deny divine providence. They utter your name for intrigue, your enemies who exalt you in vain. They declare that you are too exalted and lofty to look upon this lowly world. They exalt you in speech as if they loved you, but it is all for a thought. Their one thought is that you do not supervise men below. If they truly loved you, they would love your ways. Similarly, it says in the book of Eo, "What is man that you should exalt him, and that you should set your heart upon him?" The pasuk is found in Eo. Why should you, who are so lofty, pay heed to a creature as lowly as man? Another interpretation says, "Everything they utter about you is for a thought. It stems only from their thoughts and imaginations. You created all things, your cities, orecha, for good purpose, but they exalt them for vain and futile ends." Pasuk 21. Halo misan echa Hashem esno u viskomecha eskotad. Do I not hate, O Hashem, those who hate you? And do I not strive with those who rise up against you? Again, the singer speaks of those who hate Hashem and deny divine providence. I hate those who hate you, O Hashem, those who utter your name for intrigue, because you hate them. And I strive with those who rise up against you. I quarrel with those who rebel against you by ascribing to you a lack of attentiveness. The singer explains here why he says to them, to the wicked and to the men of blood, "Away from me, for do I not hate, O Hashem, those who hate you, and do I not strive with those who rise up against you?" He hates them for causing Hashem to be hated. It is as if he said, "I hate those who make you hate it." Similarly, our sages have expounded the pasuk that says in Mishlei, "All those who hate me love death." Do not read "who hate me," but "who make me hateful." Pasuk 22. Tachlis sino senesim loivim hoyuli. I hate them with the utmost hatred. They are become my enemies. David says, "If I did not fear that they will become my enemies, I would hate them with the utmost hatred. Eventually, however, after you will slay the wicked and make me king, I will drive them away from me and strive against them." Pasuk 23. Chokreni kel vedal levavi bochananeni vedal sar apoy. Search me, O Hashem, and know my heart, test me and know my thoughts. Having spoken against those who deny divine providence, the singer says that in his own heart there is no such evil thought. Turning to Hashem, he says, search me, O Hashem, and know my heart. You will find that my heart is upright in faithfulness to you. Test me and know my thoughts. Even if I was kept from actually keeping some mitzvahs in my thought, I wanted to keep it. Pasuk 24. Indeed, see if there is any vexing way in me, and lead me in the way of eternity. If you see that there is in me any thought of rebellion, lead me in the way of eternity. As it says in Qoheles, for man goes to his eternal home. Some explain, lead me in the way of mercifulness, whereby you conduct your world. Another interpretation says, lead me in the way of the world, for the world is judged in accordance with the majority. Likewise, if you find an evil thought in me, judge me in accordance with the majority of my thoughts. In these matters, David did not ask to be tested. Indeed, he asked not to be tested, as he says, let no improper thought pass my lips. He said, rather, to be tested means the removal of divine help. And no man alone can stand up to his evil inclination unless Hashem helps him. Thus he entreated, I have set Hashem always before me. Surely he is at my right hand. I will not be moved. That is, Hashem should stand by his right hand, and if in this course of being tested his strength wanes, let him fortify him. Accordingly, here too he says, test me and know my thoughts. Indeed, see if there is any vexing way in me, and lead me in the way of all the world. Some people wage war against the wicked, but it is merely a garment they put on before the eyes of others. In their hearts, they are not properly complete. David says, search me, O Hashem, and know my thoughts. And he says, see if I have attired myself in envy for my own glory. If I have done so, and since he who makes use of the worldly crown must perish, I prefer to die rather than continue to sin. Thus he concludes, if there is any vexing way in me, I follow a twisted path that saddens me, then lead me in the way of eternity, for it is better for me to die than to live. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yonah. Our sages teach, two men said the same thing. Avram said, O Hashem, what will you give me, and I go childless? He said to Hashem, Master of the world, if in the future I have children who will anger you, it is better that I go childless. David said, search me, O Hashem, and know my heart. Know those who part from me, and see if there is any vexing away in me, and lead me in the way of eternity. He said before Hashem, Master of the world, if in the future I am to have children who will vex you, it is better for me that you lead me in the way of eternity. Chapter 140, Pasuk 1. Lamedzeach Mizmor de David, for the conductor. A psalm of David, Pasuk 2. Chaltzeini Hashem me Adam ra me ish chamasim tinsurini. Rescue me, O Hashem, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man. In the present psalm, David entreats Hashem to rescue him from the evil man, the enemies who persecute him. Exact vengeance upon them for my sake. Some explain that the present psalm too refers to the afflictions of the Jewish people in exile. David refers to Shaul and his evil counselors. Rescue me, O Hashem, from the evil man. Shaul, who persecutes me, preserve me from the violent man. Concerning those who are wicked in manners between man and God, David says, keep me from the hands of the wicked. Safeguard me in the normal way, but about those who are also wicked in matters between man and man, concerning the violent man, he says, preserve me. This implies a greater degree of safeguarding. Preserve me from the violent man. Some say that this refers to the man who robs a little at a time. Thus we find regarding the flood generation that the earth was filled with violence, as we learn in Chumash Bereishis. Each person would take an amount worth less than a penny. Concerning such a person, David says, preserve me from the violent man. Pasuk 3. Asher choshvu ro'os belev kol yom yoguru milchomos. who devise evils in their heart every day, who stir up wars. Every day they would devise evil schemes against David, and then implement them. Thus he says, who devise evils in your heart every day, who stir up wars. Every day bands would gather to wage war against them. Another interpretation is, first they would devise scheme how to bring false accusations against me. And these intrigues would then lead to war. Normally, when enemies repeatedly fail to be victorious, they withdraw. But here the congregation of Israel says, my enemies would gather every day to wage war against me and to force me to abandon my faith. The Medrash says, evils in the heart are evil thoughts that one fails to utter. They remain hidden in the heart. The plural form evils conveys that our nation think evil thoughts not only against us, the Jewish people, but also against God. Thus it says, for they intended evil against you. We find a similar thing expressed in the book of Daniel. Some explain, my enemies devise, imagine that I have evil thoughts in my heart about them, and therefore they persecute me. Pasuk 4. Shannanu l'shonam kimo nochash hamas achshu tachas vasei moselam. They have sharpened their tongue like a serpent. Viper's venom is under their lips, selam. David's enemies constantly maligned him and called him a son of death. Thus he says, they have sharpened their tongue like a serpent to speak evils against me, just as a snake hones its tongue when about to bite, so viper's venom is under their lips always, ready to be ejected. They constantly speak against me and set forth my guilt. This imagery fits the fact that when one speaks rapidly, saliva is produced that flows from the mouth and under the lips. This resembles the ejection of venom by a snake. When a snake bites and injects venom, it does so without benefit to itself, for in any case its food is earth. Thus, if it is also when they sharpen their tongue like a serpent, they admit that they persecute me with no benefit to themselves, yet a viper's venom is under their lips always. In their hearts they carry a mighty hatred for me. The present pasuk also alludes to the enticing words that the nations will speak when we are in exile among them. They will try to persuade Israel to abandon its faith. They will also use force in the attempt to make us admit that the Almighty has removed his supervision from us. Thus the Torah says, they have sharpened their tongue like a serpent, and there is also viper's venom under their lips. Pasuk 5. Shamreini Hashem midei rosha meish hamosim tinsureini ashechoshu litchos pa'omoy. Keep me, O Hashem, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man, from those who strive to push me off my feet. Having depicted the wickedness of his enemies, David asks for divine help. Keep me, O Hashem, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man. To preserve is stronger than to keep, as we've already noted. He pleaded for help from the violent man because there were many such men. They strove to push me off my feet, and after pushing me down, to kill me. Pasuk 6. Tamnu geyim pachli v'chavolim porsu reshes liyad magol mokshim shosu lisela. The arrogant have hidden a snare for me, and with cords spread a net. By the wayside, alongside magol, they set traps for me, sela. Here David explains how his foes plan to push him off his feet. The arrogant have hidden a snare for me to seize me, and with cords spread a net for my feet. Having found out that I travel to a place named Magal, they set traps for me, there to capture me. Another possible meaning of Magal is a wayside, an infrequently traveled path. In the city streets, they set traps for me all the time, Selah. David depicts the cunning of his enemies. They have hidden a snare for me to make it appear that he had placed himself in danger and had only himself to blame. The arrogant alludes to the Greek Empire. At first, the Greeks came to the Jewish people with fine words. but then with cords spread and net by the wayside. That is, they began by having us transgress light mitzvahs, such as changing the color of our shoelaces. But then they set traps for me always. They passed evil and harsh decrees. According to the Medrash, the congregation of Israel said to the Almighty, the nations of the world spread a net for me to make me fall. They tell me, worship idols. If I obey them, I am punished. And if I do not obey them, they murder me. Compare me to a thirsty fox for whom a snare is set at the mouth of the spring. He says, if I go down there, I'm trapped. And if I do not go down, I die of thirst. Pasuk 7. Omarti l'Hashem, Eli oto hazin Hashem kol tachanunoi. I said to Hashem, you are my God, incline your ear, O Hashem, to the voice of my supplications. This alludes to the teaching of our sages. Let a man first set forth his praise of Hashem, and only then pray. Thus the singer says, in the beginning I said to Hashem, you are my God, I accept the yoke of heaven upon me. Then I plead, incline your ear, O Hashem, to the voice of my supplications. The singer says, after I have seen the intensity of their hatred for me, and become aware of the many snares and traps they set for my feet, I said to Hashem, you are my God, you alone can save me from them. No amount of cunning and might on my part can help me. Incline your ear, Hashem, to the voice of my supplications. The pasuk also speaks of the decrees of exile. Despite all the harsh decrees, I said to Hashem, you are my God. I clung to the special talent of my ancestors and let myself be martyred for the sanctification of Hashem's name. Pasuk 8. Hashem Alakim Oz Yishuasi Sakosel Neroshi Biyom Noshek. O God, the Lord, the strength of my deliverance, you protected my head on the day of battle. Weaponry. David refers to the time he confronted Goliath, who came at him with a sword and spear, but Hashem protected him. O Hashem, the Lord, the strength of my deliverance, you protected my head on the day of battle. Based on the reading of the word Neshek as related to Neshika, kiss, our sages explain the present pasuk as follows. On the day that summer, winter, kiss, on the spring day, you protected my head. Some explain the pasuk is referring to the future. Day of battle in the war of Gog and Magog. Others refer to the day when two worlds kiss. David recalls the miracle that happened to him on the day of battle, when the spears flew, but he walked openly and unarmed without being harmed by them. He pleads for God to perform a similar miracle for him at this time. The pasuk may be also explained by means of a parable. In a certain city lived two wealthy men, one generous and the other miserly. All the poor people of the region would come to the house of the magnanimous man, where they would serve food and drink with a generous hand. One day a pauper arrived from a distant land, and unknowingly entered the home of the miser. In answer to the owner's questions, the stranger said, I'm a poor man and have just come from far away. Let me have a little food. The miser replied, here's an axe and wood. Split a little wood for me, and I will then give you bread. The pauper took the axe and split wood until he was exhausted. He then approached the owner and asked for the food. Now go to the house of that rich man there, the miser replied, and you will be given food. He entered the home of the philanthropist and was served bread, broth, and drink. He expressed his astonishment as being given more than he was promised. Those around him were perplexed by his perplexity and asked him to explain. After he related what happened, they laughed. You toiled for nothing, they said to him. Even if you had not worked at all here, they would have given you everything. This teaches us that Hashem provides sustenance for all his creatures, even without preparation on their part. Yet men think they will earn their livelihood by the toil of their enterprise. That is what the singer says here. O Hashem, the God, the strength of my deliverance. Deliverance comes from Hashem, and the proof is that you protected my head on the day of battle. Even when I wage war using weapons, I know that victory is due to the fact that you should shield me. The deliverance does not lie in the power of weaponry. Pasuk 9. Al titein Hashem me'avaye rosha zemomo Al Tov Feik Yurumu Selam. Do not grant, O Hashem, the desires of the wicked. Let not his conspiracy be carried out, lest they be exalted, Selam. I plead that in the present as well, you do not grant, O Hashem, the desires of the wicked. Do not permit the intense desire of the wicked to trap and destroy me, to succeed. Let not his conspiracy be carried out, for should their schemes be realized, their hearts will always be arrogant. Our sages expound the pleasant pasuk as relating to Esav. Do not grant, O Hashem, the desires of the wicked. Esav, do not fulfill the passions of his heart. Let not his conspiracy be carried out, refers to the Germania province of the Roman Empire. Its inhabitation would every venture forth, they would destroy the entire world. They expound further, let not the conspiracy of the wicked Esav be carried out, refers to the natives of the Germania province, whom the Romans fear. This keeps the Romans from fully enjoying their dominion. Let not his conspiracy be carried out. Our enemies think that by exterminating us from among the nations of the world, they will be exalted forever, and their greatness will be everlasting. Pasuk 10. Rosh Mesibi Boy Amal Sfasemo Uchsumu. As to the head of those who surround me, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. David refers to Doeg, his principal enemy among those around him who saw his life. Let the mischief of their own lips cast them down and cover them. Another interpretation says, let all the falsehoods they speak about me become revealed as true about them. As our sages teach, the flaw which you do not impute to your friend. Pasuk 11. Yomitu aleihem yecholim ba'ish yapilem b'mamoros ba'al yokumu. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, so they do not rise up again. Let burning coals descend upon them from heaven. If they escape the fiery coals, let them be cast into the fire. If they try to rise, let them be cast into deep pits, so they do not rise up again. Thus David conveys that the downfall of his enemies will be gradual. In the beginning, burning coals will fall upon them. Then they will be cast into the fire. Their fall will be into deep pits, never again to rise up from there. Pasuk 12. Ish loshon bal yikon ba'oriz ish chomos ro yitzudenu lemat chefos. Let not the man who slanders be established on the earth. Let evil hunt the man of violence to his overthrow. David further says about Doeg that he was a man who slanders. Let his punishment be that a man of violence hunt him. Let him be constantly harassed, driven from place to place. Our sages expound, in the future Hashem will take the nations of the world and cast them down into Gehenna. He will say to them, why did you harass my children? They will reply, from them and within them, the Jewish people, would come the slanderers. One man spoke evil about another, whereupon Hashem will take hold of both and cast them into Gehenna. Pasuk 13. Yodati ki yase Hashem din oni mishpat avyonim. I know that Hashem will act in the cause of the poor, afflicted, and the rights of the needy. The thing that trusts firmly in Hashem's deliverance, I know that Hashem will act in the cause of the poor and the rights of the needy, and so also bring me deliverance. The Torah speaks in the singular. Hashem will act in the cause of even a single pauper and rule in his favor. As it says, if you at all afflict them, and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry, for I favor with grace. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. That is to say, although it is forbidden for a judge to listen to the presentation of only one litigant, that is so for a human judge who does not know the truth. But Hashem knows the thoughts of men. He hears the cries of the wrong person even before he hears the arguments of his opponent in the case. Pasuk 14. Ach tzadikim yodu lishmecha yeshu yishorim espenecha. None but the righteous will give thanks to your name. The upright will dwell in your presence. Then, when you act to mete out justice, none but the righteous, not the wicked, will give thanks to your name. The upright will dwell in your presence always. They will constantly seek you out to know your ways. The term ach is a disclaimer. The righteous and the upright know that slight is their praise and thanksgiving compared to how much it is possible to praise Hashem. And that future time, the righteous will merit to recite the Halil Haim, unlike at the deliverance in the time of Esther. Then they could not recite the Halil, for they remained in bondage to Achashverosh. Because judgment will be meted out to the wicked, the upright will be able to dwell in tranquility and occupy themselves with Torah study through your supervision over them. As it says in Chumash Shemos, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. We will continue with Hashem in our next shiur.